it's taking a step back, it's having a pause, and it's really starting to make sure that you are in alignment, you are living a life that feels true to you. And I honestly believe that that's why we're having more and more people struggling with anxiety, is because, you know, society paints this picture of, oh, you know, if you earn X amount, you live in these suburbs, your kids go to private school, you know, your husband has this job, you got this fancy car, this fancy that, you do this the weekend, you're successful. Hello and welcome to the Mind Body to Lead podcast, the place to be to level up all aspects of your health, both physically and mentally. Each week we come to you with motivation and mindset hacks, interviews with the best minds and health experts, and we answer all of your health and fitness questions in under 10 minutes. So if you are ready to take back control and live the life you are destined to lead, then this is the podcast for you.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Mind Body to Lead podcast. And we are on part number 4 of 5 of the new health trends you need to know in order to live your best life in 2022. So we are 4 Fridays into this mini series right now. So if you haven't listened to parts 1, 2, and 3, then again, I encourage you to jump back to the first few episodes where we go into depth on this, you know, the new health trends that you're going to need to know in order to live your best life. The first one was all around work-life synergy and work-life flow and how we can really balance that. The second one was all around essentially exercise at home and digital fitness and why that's a trend, but not just a trend, but how people are building more community aspects and feeling that community through the online space now. And then last week, we spoke all around nutrition and how people are starting to focus more around a whole foods, essentially, way of living. And not just whole foods, but shopping local, growing their own produce and things like that. So if you haven't listened to them, jump back. But today, part 4 of 5, I'm going to hand it over to Georgie to introduce what we're going to be speaking about today.
Yes, today is a big one and a very relatable one for me, because this has been my journey and something I'm so passionate about, which is mental health, mental well-being, you know, prioritizing your mental health over anything else. I believe that COVID, this pandemic, has been brought to us to encourage a lot of us to wake up, to look into our lives through take a step back and evaluate and go, is the life I'm living serving me? Is it making me feel good? Am I living in alignment? Or am I not in a good place? Am I waking up every day with joy and enthusiasm and a zest for life? Or am I feeling down and depressed and sad and not sure why? So what I'm seeing with the trends is more openness when it comes to mental health, which I absolutely love. And on top of that, more of that holistic approach. Now, I'll just quickly go into a little bit of my journey. So 5 years ago, I was struggling, but a little bit longer actually, it lasted for about 3 years, with severe anxiety to the point that I would have terrible panic attacks on the way to work. And I had no idea what was going on. And at the time, I believe that mental health was a really quite still a bit of a taboo subject. I didn't feel confident or comfortable speaking about it. So instead of like telling my boss or telling my coworkers, I would literally go to the bathroom and grab the sink, trying to just catch my breath, because I had no idea what was going on. And it took me a long time to do research and start to understand what was actually happening. And what I came to realize is that I just had anxiety and I was having panic attacks. But I didn't know where to turn. So I guess I went and did the standard thing that most people do. And I do encourage still everyone to do this, is I went to see a doctor, a medical professional. And, you know, the first thing they did was started to speak to me about tablets, medication. But I remember thinking to myself, like, that is not the approach I want to take. Now, there is a time and a place for that. And I am not anti it, because I do think that sometimes it's needed. However, you only take it for a period of time. And whilst you're taking the medication, you do these things I'm about to speak to. So I decided not to take that approach. And I did go down more of a holistic approach. So what I mean by that is I started looking into things like meditation. I started to connect to myself. I did a lot of breath work. I read huge quantities of self-help book, you know, personal development to start to understand what was going on. I listened to podcasts. I did so much research. I trained up in meditation and mindfulness to just educate myself on what was actually happening to me. And throughout this journey, throughout speaking to so many people, what I came to realize is that I wasn't alone. And I think that in itself, just hearing that, is that you're not alone if you are going through something right now, is so powerful and so comforting. So I want to see a trend, and I want to encourage this, of more people speaking up, more people sharing their stories, more people speaking up about how they overcame it or what they do when they feel themselves getting anxious and falling into those old thought patterns, because it still happens to me. But I don't stay there like I used to. So before, when I used to get that feeling, it would stem from my chest, because emotions always have these places in the body where they come from. And mine was always in my chest, and it would tighten. And it actually happened to me the other day when we got in, this was actually weeks ago now, but when we got in the car and we left the Gold Coast, I felt a little bit of a tightening. And I was like, instead of going, oh no, not this feeling again, what's going on, I shouldn't be feeling like this, and panicking and trying to shut it down and, you know, feeling shame for feeling that way, I got curious. And I just put my hand on my chest and I was like, what are you afraid of right now? What is trying to come through you? What is this message? What's happening inside of you right now? And all it was, like, after about 10 minutes of just closing my eyes and breathing into the area that was tight, a lot of emotions came up. You know, it was, you know, fear of the unknown, taking the next step, the fact that this has been 6 months in the making and we was finally doing it. And actually, a lot of it was excitement. And that's the other thing as well. I think sometimes we confuse excitement for anxiety, but it's not a nice feeling. But the worst thing that I used to do was be afraid of it. And I think when it comes to darkness, we shine the light, because the darkness can't last if we shine light onto it. So it's building up awareness. It's becoming more in tune with yourself. And that's what I mean by a holistic approach, because, you know, when people have that feeling, it's not a nice feeling, I think the old way was turning to medication. Whereas if we can turn to things like yoga, breath work, meditation,
journaling,
like building self-awareness, you know, just getting curious, asking more questions, speaking out with good friends, speaking out with a therapist, you know, not just going down this, you know, symptom then cause. I think we need to have what's the cause? Let's treat that, not the symptoms. What is bringing on these attacks? What is making you feel sadness? What is making you, feel that way? Getting curious, like pulling out the weeds, right? We can't live happy, fulfilled lives in 2022 and beyond if we're not pulling out the weeds and laying down good foundations. And this is what I'm so passionate about teaching people not only how to lay the foundations, because if you just lay down soil on crappy foundations, that soil is not going to last. Nothing's going to grow. So what we need to learn to do is go into the areas of pain, journal it out, treat the cause. Why am I feeling like this? And for me, it was because I was living so far out of alignment from my true self. And I honestly think self-awareness is the cornerstone to self-mastery, because what I came to realize is that I was somebody who loved nature, who, you know, wanted to have more freedom in her life. But I was living and working in a big city. I was working a 9-to-5 office job. I was, you know, never really seeing sunlight, never spending time in nature. And I was doing a job that didn't make me feel passionate, didn't make me feel like I was making an impact. And it was slowly but surely, it didn't come straight away. It came about a year into the job. This is when the panic attack started, because I wasn't living true a life that was true to myself. And this is why I'm so passionate about helping people understand their values, because our values are our compass. And if we aren't living by our values, for example, if your value is family, but your job or your business requires you to work, you know, 60 hours a week, and you're never seeing your family, when you are seeing your family, you're not present because you're thinking about work, you're going to feel this inner, like, just conflict. And you're never going to be happy and fulfilled. So it's taking a step back. It's having a pause. And it's really starting to make sure that you are in alignment. You are living a life that feels true to you. And I honestly believe that that's why we're having more and more people struggling with anxiety, is because, you know, society paints this picture of, oh, you know, if you earn X amount, you live in these suburbs, your kids go to private school, you know, your husband has this job, you got this fancy car, this fancy that, you do this at weekends, you're successful. And people get stuck in that lifestyle, when actually it
might not be the right lifestyle
correct.
For you.
And I think that we're going to see more of this investigation into mental health, but what's causing my mental health issues, and having that holistic approach. And it's going to be a journey for a lot of people, but it's one that I encourage every single person to take. If you are struggling with your mental health right now, get to know yourself, ask yourself some questions. And if you're super stuck, then this is exactly why we created the Mind Body to Lead, because when I was struggling, there was nothing out there like this that addressed all elements. Because when it comes to mental health and that holistic approach, it's also moving our body. Mm. It's also, like you speak about, Kyle, filling our bodies with the right nutrition. Like, I was living on too much caffeine, you know, fueling myself. I was in a sales job, so my diet was pretty much, you know, caffeine and, you know, just instant energy just to keep me going.
Just sugar treats.
I'd have like jelly beans in my drawer just to kind of keep my brain ticking over. And it just wasn't a healthy lifestyle. And health as well, being one of my top values, I wasn't in alignment with my health. So I'm seeing this approach now to mental well-being, this openness, this curiosity into these other practices, into these ancient practices, right? I mean, we need to move away from this whole, let's just treat the symptoms, you know, let's go and get that drug for that. Because if you see the amount of side effects in some of these drugs, it's absolutely insane. So I want to pull away from the pharmaceutical industry and go into more ancient medicines, holistic approaches, because that is what that's what we're used to. As human beings, and I'm going on a tangent now, but we've disconnected so far from nature, so far from ourselves, so far from each other. And that's why we have a global pandemic of people with mental and physical health problems, because we are just completely and utterly out of balance with the earth, with ourselves, and it's creating inner and outer chaos. So I want to see more people take ownership for their mental well-being, speaking up about it, trying these holistic approaches, coming away from medication, you know, not straight away, but hopefully eventually, and getting healthy and getting well, and prioritizing that over, oh, I'm just going to up my medicine because I'll feel better. And that's what I'm passionate about. And I could sit here and get quite emotional about it, because I know there's so many people who are struggling right now, and they don't need to struggle, because I've been there, and it's awful. But don't hide from it. Don't run from it. You've got to run towards it. You can't mask it. You've got to own it and treat the cause. Go into the darkness and shine the light, because that is the way out. And I hope that this resonates with you. And if it does, then yeah, definitely reach out to me, because it's a subject I'm very passionate about.
So in our program, that was absolutely beautiful, Georgie, and thank you so much for sharing. And I couldn't be more passionate about that piece as well, and seeing your transformation through that whole process. And just quickly, it might be on the flip side of anxiety, and that might be depression even. And they're similar things, because anxiety really is worry about the future and what the future may hold. And depression can be hanging on to the past. And it's all about how can we bring that closer together and be in the present moment as much as we possibly can. And that is where happiness truly is in the present moment. So it's about finding ways to do that. And just quickly speak about some of the habits, I guess, and practices that we have in the Mind Body To Lead program that people can start to implement in their day-to-day lives anyway.
Yeah, so meditation, obviously a huge one. Discovering your values, journaling, that's a really big one. Just your environment, setting your environment up for success. You know, obviously movement, that's key. Yoga, Pilates, strength training, cardio, getting the heart pumping, eating the right foods. Like there's just so much to it, you know. That's why we structure it the way we have, like every month. It's a brand new workouts, brand new mindset habits, brand new nutrition habits to practice.
And brand new meditations.
New meditations, you know. Like if you honestly start your day thinking about gratitude, setting your intentions, thinking about what kind of person do I want to be today, and then you move your body, and then you eat a healthy breakfast, and then you write in your daily planner, you know, what you want to get done that day, and you know, who you want to be, and your word of the day. Like, ask yourself, do you think you would actually be a happier person? And the answer is probably yes. But it is making those practices habits. It's making those things so ingrained in you that you just do them automatically. And if you do that, you will live an amazing life. Like, because I can speak to that. And I didn't used to do that when I was struggling. You know, I would just wake up every day, think about my problems, rush around, jump on the train, get to work, have a coffee, have another coffee. And it was just this spiral that just got completely out of control. So it is about taking back control of your health and your wellness and mental, emotional, physical, spiritual, environmental, you know, physical, financial. It all blends into one. You know, we speak about all of the elements of health in our program, and it's not just one thing. It's not just, oh, if you do this, you're going to change your life, or if you do that. It's a combination of everything.
It's a lifestyle.
It's a lifestyle approach. It's a holistic approach. It's a transformation, and transformation does take time, because habits do take time to form, which is why, as we said before with our program, it's not a 12-week quick fix. It is a lifestyle change. And by the end of the program, you will have transformed your life, because go and listen to all the testimonials of people who have been through the program, who have done exactly what we're speaking about. And it's wonderful to see.
And look, this program is not for everybody.
No.
Because we are, you know, we truly want committed people who are going to commit over 12 full months to this program. So,
but on that as well, I'll just jump in and say, because people might listen to that and go, 12 months until I get to see any difference. You will see a difference straight away. Instantly, within week one, we get people messaging me going, oh my God, I've just done a meditation the last 3 days and I feel phenomenal. Oh my God, I've just done total body 1, 2, and 3. My abs are on fire. Like, it's not, yes, okay, it's over 12 months, but the results come immediately. But this is the thing, right? Because at the start, you're all motivated and you want to do well. It's the reason why it's 12 months is because it's then all about creating those habits that last a lifetime and ingraining them in you. So at the end of the 12 months, you know exactly what to do. You know how to move, you know how to eat, you know how to think. And that's when the true transformation not only happens, but sticks and stays for the rest of your life.
And I'm sure we have some beautiful members listening to this as well. Mm-hmm. And you're thinking, as you went through the program, there were probably some times where you thought, oh my goodness, and am I doing this right? And I feel like I use an actual quote saying fallen off the wagon. And sometimes it's just that little reminder every single day to go back to those foundational habits, just to, you know, what got you feeling great. And usually all those practices, you start to feel great and then you start to get rid of those practices or those habits. And that's why it really is about, no, okay, you've stopped them. Let's try and start them again. And so it really is a lifestyle, as we keep saying over and over again, and about practicing these habits every single day. But if you are truly interested in creating transformation, then head over to mindbodytolead.com/VIP. So mindbodytolead.com/VIP and pop your name on the wait list, because we are only taking, if you listen to the last episode, we are only taking 50 people, because as part of the program, we actually provide resistance bands for the workouts, which we coach the whole way through, as you would have heard from the last episode in this series. And we also provide a daily planner, which gives you all of the tools, I guess, needed to really set your days up for success, like including daily gratitude, the word of the day, how you want to show up, and obviously, and also evening reflection, and a little diary as well to be able to kind of track your day so you know what's coming up. So you get that as part of the program, a daily planner, which we all love doing and filling every single day, and also the workouts. And we can only fit 50 of those in our van. So make sure that you pop your name on that wait list, because we are going to be opening, essentially opening the doors very, very soon for this program.
And I think as of now, we've got well over 200 people on that list now, which is absolutely phenomenal. So yes, please put your name on the list, and it will basically just go first come, first serve. But we just want to make sure that we're working with the right people. So if that sounds like you, if you've resonated with all of these podcasts and you like the sound of what we do, then we'd love to coach you next year. So pop your name on the list, and we will speak to you again next week for our final part, number 5 of this 5-part series. We can't wait to speak to you then. Have a phenomenal week. We'll chat to you soon.
Take care.
Thank you so much for listening to today's podcast. It would mean the absolute world to us if you could hit that subscribe button and maybe even leave us a cheeky review. It all helps us spread our message. Now, if you want to find out more about us and our programs and what we do, all of the links are below. We would love to connect with you on social, so please reach out. We love hearing from you. And I hope you have a wonderful day wherever you are, and I'll speak to you again soon. Take care.